Good morning, Luke. I am so excited that you took a few minutes away from your busy schedule to give us a call because I happen to know that you've been out hunting a few ducks this morning, haven't you?
Cindy, I have, and I've made it back home, and I thought we could maybe use this time to describe to folks a way that I cure and smoke ducks. It is an awesome way to put waterfowl. You can use it for ducks or geese, but I've actually got some big greenheads, some mallards, and I'd like to kind of walk you through and our listeners through how we do it. It's really pretty simple, Cindy.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay. Well, many people, when they're hunting ducks, they just breast out the ducks. They cut along the keel bone and remove the breast halves. Now, that might be okay if you're shooting a bluebill or a small duck, but if you get a gadwall or a widgeon or a mallard, bigger ducks, and all geese, take the time to pick them. Now, this probably will make people think of when they were kids, especially if they grew up on a farm, but you need to pick them without scalding them. You don't need to scald them. Just pick them by hand, and then it doesn't take long. I can pick a mallard in probably 4 or 5 minutes. Then what you do is remove the wings at the bodies, real easy. There's a joint there. You can remove those, the wings, and you want to singe the pin feathers there. Put it over an open flame, and you'll have just a beautiful dressed duck then. It's real easy to do. But you want to clean the ducks up real good, put them in cold water, and wash them up really good. Now, the trick, Cindy, is on curing. Curing adds an awesome flavor to any meat, especially waterfowl. But I'll take a sugar cure, and you can get it. It's readily available places like Frisco Spices. You can go online to friscospices.com, and you can find all kind of sugar cures. But rub that cure. Go in sterile, either with plastic gloves or, you know, really clean, wash your hands real good. And rub the cure inside and out of your waterfowl, duck or goose. We're talking about mallards now, so that's what we'll stay with. But rub it really good, and then sprinkle a little garlic powder on it, and rub the garlic powder in inside and out. Now, put it in your refrigerator in a Ziploc bag for about 2 days, and that the cure penetrates the meat a quarter of an inch in 24 hours. So your thickest part of, say, a goose is only going to be probably inch and a half, 2 inches thick. So a couple of days, you'll have some cured waterfowl, Cindy. Now, take it and put it on your smoker. I use the electric smokers. I have one called a Smoking Tex, and you want to put your favorite wood, pecan is good, hickory, whatever you like. Put it at about 150 degrees, smoke it really well, and then what you have to watch out for is it drying out. So I wrap each duck individually, or goose, and wrap it in foil and cut my thermostat down to about 145, and I leave it on there for 8 or 10 hours, real slow. And because the meat is cured, you can slow smoke it or cold smoke it, Cindy, but it is really, really tasty.
And then I just eat it cold?
You can eat it cold or you can eat it hot. I like to chill it, and like at New Year's parties or any kind of party or whatever, just serve it. And it's kind of helpful if you'll slice it off. It's kind of hard to slice duck because even the breasts are not that big, but you can. Slice it and put it on a platter with some cheese and crackers. You'll probably make a duck eater out of folks that think they do not like the taste of duck.
You keep telling me that, and I keep waiting to prove it.
How many people have told me I don't like duck? And the reason for that, Cindy, is somewhere down the line, they had some duck prepared that tastes like liver, you know?
It really did.
Yeah, and I've had it cooked that way, too. Now, most of your expert cooks will say you serve waterfowl rare or medium rare. I totally 150% disagree with that. A mallard that's been eating corn, if that is cooked rare, medium rare, it's okay. But you take a lesser duck like a scaup or a, you know, a bluebill or a widgeon or something that's not quite as big a duck and as fat, it will taste like liver if you don't thoroughly cook it. But when you cook it well, especially when you rub the cure on it, to be honest with you, it'll taste a little bit more like ham than what you picture duck, the flavor of duck, Cindy.
All right. Well, we'll give it a try. If you'd like more information or a step-by-step on how to do this process, you simply go to our website, hppr.org. There we'll have audio of this feature as well as a recipe. Luke, thanks for taking time to be with us this morning. I'm going to let you go, and I hope you have a happy new year.
Happy new year to everyone, Cindy, and I look forward to getting back with you next week at the same time.
High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website is biggame.org and Brute Outdoors, brooteoutdoors.com, home of the Brute Box Cooler.